This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
All right, it is Jeffrey time coming up here in just a minute, but we'll put that on hold for a second because the hotline has rung, which means the great Mike Fisher is checking in with some sort of huge DFW sports update. Uh-oh. Come in, Fish.
We signed Earl Thomas.
We got him. Fish.
Is that right?
Jeffrey time in 30 seconds. The car owned by Malik Collins was indeed driven by Charles Tapper. This happened Sunday night at 6:05 in Plano at the intersection of Plano Parkway and Jupiter. Charles, who is now a future signee with the Jets, former Cowboy, of course, tried to run quickly through a light that was turning red.
Oh, no.
As he approached the intersection, he realized too late that there's a big bump in that intersection. Kavanaugh, that's your neck of the woods. You probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
I actually do. You go right through that area and hang a right to go to Advocare to get my spark.
There you go.
Sure do.
Well, he hit the bump in that road, the rise in that road, lost control of the vehicle, crashed it into a tree.
Oh.
And then was taken to the hospital for treatment on his leg. But his leg is fine. There is no alcohol involved, no asleep at the wheel. He'll get a traffic citation. And so the only thing left now, there is smoke coming out of that vehicle still, and there's probably smoke coming out of Malik Collins' ears.
Ah, ha, ha. Thank you, Fish.
You bet.
There he goes, Mike Fisher. All right, now
there's smoke
it's time.
Coming out of a vehicle that had an accident on Sunday?
Maybe. I guess
six in the evening.
If it's still running, wherever it is, wherever they tell
turn
it,
the car
still
off,
running.
Man.
I bet it ran out of gas by now if they left it running. It's Jeffrey time after this song. All right, I'm going to pull back the curtain on my real life for you folks right now. I reach out to you and ask for your participation in this segment.
Do you have approval on this? Does she know that you're going to talk about y'all?
It's not about her.
Oh, okay.
That's not about her.
Go right ahead.
Just about me. I've been addicted to tobacco since I was 16 years old,
not
Chris.
You.
16 years old. Nobody knows that. It's a secret. But Mike convinced me to go to his dentist. He's like, you got to check out the dentist. You got to go. You got to get the teeth checked on. And I went to the dentist. And when I was there, this was a couple weeks ago, I went initially, they took the x-rays, and they did all the stuff, and they were like, yeah, you need some cleaning, sir. No cavities, by the way. I'm healthy, no cancer.
Wait. All that
no cancer,
chewing,
no cavities, no nothing.
You didn't have cavities?
Nope, not
that's
a one.
No,
pretty good.
No cavities from chewing tobacco?
No, but, so like they also go through between each individual tooth to see like how far when they push, it goes like down into the gums.
So you start staying one and one, two, three, or four?
Yeah, they say one, two, three, or four if you're you, maybe. They got up to five and six with me. Because your gum line will kind of deteriorate a little bit there.
Tell them about that gum line.
I tell them about the gum line, boss. So I go up there, and as the dentist is talking to me, she's not like telling you should or shouldn't do anything in life. She's like, you'll do whatever you want. And at some point in there, she was like, oh, but you have nice straight white teeth. And I was like, they're not white. And she was like, oh, found a soft spot. She's like, okay, so you don't like your teeth. And I was like, well, you know. If we take a picture and the lady's about to post it, I'm like, my teeth aren't as white as yours. Can you change that? Thanks. And so she'll whiten them up and then post the picture. She'll cheat.
Oh,
I'm living that Instagram life.
Oh, you really out here living that Instagram thing with the filters.
With my teeth. Yeah, with my teeth.
You're not who you are when you meet you in person.
Just my teeth.
Okay.
My teeth are not the same shade of white that hers are. They got a little yellow to them from the tobacco. So the dentist found that. She was like, bam, gotcha. She's like, okay, found your hot spot. And she was like, so, she said, if when we clean your teeth, I'm willing to whiten your teeth for free. She's like, would that influence you into doing or not doing a certain habit? And I was like, yeah. I was like, let's go for it. Give me them pearly whites.
She gave it to you for free?
Yeah.
She should have charged you a big hefty fee so you really wouldn't chew anymore. Like, I paid $200-something. I need to chill out for a second.
I paid $2,100 for the dentist. They take the money up front, and then the insurance gives you back.
They sure do.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that the insurance cuts that check real soon to pay for the golf clubs that I also bought.
You got them all cleaned up.
So anyway, the moral of the story, the point of the story is
$200.
The cleaning and the whitening was yesterday, which means that I gave up tobacco after 18 years of addiction at about 3:15 yesterday.
Are you on a patch?
I do have a patch on. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to invite our listeners. If anybody out there has an addiction that they're trying to kick, I'll be your accountability buddy.
Your teeth are whiter today.
And let's attack.
I thought those were veneers.
Do you really think this is going to work?
And let's attack this bad boy. For the first time ever, I think it's going to work. I really do. I think.
You think so?
I think it's.
What's the longest you've gone without dipping?
I've gone a day at a time a bunch.
I know.
I've gone up to about 4 or 5 weeks one time, and then I was drinking beer at a bar with a buddy of mine. He's like, you want a dip? And I was like, yeah, I do. I'm not addicted anymore. And then I put that dip in. And with that dip in my mouth, I walked to the gas station to buy my can. And so that was that. So I made one somewhat decent run at it before, but this time we got some money in the game.
Yeah.
We got some teeth. I got to go get rewhitened. It's not enough. I got whitened a little bit. I'm looking for accountability buddies. If you're out there and you want to quit something, I'm here. Let's do this.
I can't look you in the eye right now. I'm looking at your teeth. They're shiny. Look at his teeth.
I see them. He keeps smiling all day.
Shiny. So you want them really white just for Instagram?
No. I just don't want to be so nobody wants to be self-conscious about anything. And when I take pictures with Amanda, she's got white teeth and mine are a darker shade. And then she's like, how do we look? And I'm like, well, you look like you got white teeth. That's how we look. So it's one of my little insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's now I've got a little bit of motivation to try to kick this bad boy.
I'm trying my best to look you in the eye. Bad boy. Those are some shiny teeth, man. That's a lot of money. That's what you should think about. It's a lot of money. I'm going to try to stay strong. From the 817, smoked for 28 years, started Chan-X, been 1 month today. Happy anniversary for not smoking for a month.
There you go. There
habit
you
has
go.
To be a bad habit, right?
No, you can quit a good habit. I don't know why you'd want to.
817 Tello says, hey, Brother Jeff, I'm trying to quit smoking. Maybe we can help each other.
That's
out,
right.
Brother.
We can be accountability buddies. I'm posting on Facebook every day that I don't fail. My Facebook page is Jeff Cavanaugh. Look it up. Hit the follow. Hit the like. Every day that I don't fail, I'll let you know, and I'm looking for people to get on the journey with me. Let's get up in there.
682 Tello says, I'm addicted to weed, but I ain't no quitter.
Yeah.
I'm a key smoker.
No such thing.
Yeah, I thought you couldn't be addicted to weed.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any better.
That's what I thought.
Oh, here we go. The 903 says, chewing gum and sunflower seeds helped me stop dipping. 2 cans of Copenhagen a day and haven't dipped in over a year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find what habit's going to replace
sunflower
it.
Sunflower
seeds? Because that hand-to-mouth is a real thing. There's an addiction there where it's like, I got to be putting something.
Same thing with smoking, though. You're not even addicted to smoking yourself. It's just like, you're just like seeing the smoke blow out your mouth.
I noticed I was annoying the hell out of Mike this morning. He was nice enough not to say anything, but he was sitting there prepping across the table, and I was chewing on a straw. And at one point, I saw his head look at me like, are you serious right now? And I didn't even look up, but I knew he had looked at me, and I was just like, I need to chew on this straw. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the way that goes. All right, party on. Next story in Jeffrey Town. Y'all see the picture of the guy at the dog park?
Uh-uh.
My buddy Art, he's a dog trainer. Okay. He sent me this story a couple days ago.
Is art art?
Art is art, yes. Art is very personal.
Do you remember where that comes from? What is art?
I know the
is
quote.
Is art art?
I know the quote. Art?
Come on. Come on. I thought you knew all these things.
Is it Big Lebowski? What's it from?
I thought you were a Saved by the Bell person.
Whoa. Oh, is that what it's from?
It's when Lisa Turtle dated a guy named Art, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Art is art.
I found out that my Saved by the Bell recollection isn't as good as it needs to be because I've lost some trivia contests on it.
Zach Morris is trash, by the way.
Well, I know. I've looked that up. I looked on the internet.
It happens.
Turns out he was a terrible guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the real person sucks, too. Damn. I interviewed him once. Mark Paul Gosselaar sucks.
That's when you knew.
That's why I don't care anymore. So anyway, there's a guy. There's a picture going around the interwebs. And he's at a dog park, and it was actually in Deep Ellum. This is the other day. And he's down there, and he's butt naked. Almost. He's wearing a Speedo. Gold Speedo.
I bet it's that dog park underneath the bridge, underneath the I-75.
Why? Because you think he's homeless?
No, because there's a dog park over there.
Oh, well, this guy, he's
so far, I don't see the problem.
Right, he's almost butt naked. He's got a gold Speedo on.
It's legal.
His body is covered in peanut butter.
Mm.
What?
And he went into the dog park.
No!
Still legal.
Yeah, walked up into the dog park.
That's wrong.
And so all it was a picture without an accompanying story the other day. And my buddy Art, my dog trainer, he sent it to me, and he was like, this is hilarious. This should be Jeffrey time. And I had it in line to do it, but I ran out of time that day. This must have been Friday, I guess. But since then, people have done their research and been like, okay, where did this come from and what happened? And I'm very proud to tell you that it is exactly what I thought it was when I saw the picture. Why do you think a dude was in a gold Speedo with peanut butter on him in a dog park?
He wanted the dogs to lick the peanut butter.
Okay, you think he's a perv.
I do too.
Mike, what's your thought? Why is a man covered in peanut butter in a Speedo at a dog park?
To get licked.
Okay, you think he's a perv.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get bit by the dogs. He wants to be friends.
Okay, so I'm the only one whose immediate assumption was he lost his fantasy football league. And that was exactly it. He lost his fantasy football league.
Lost the bet.
And it was a $250 buy-in. Oh, so they told him, okay, you got two choices. As the guy who finished last, you can give the guy who finished first an extra $250 or do whatever dare he comes up with. And his dare was put peanut butter all over your body, get in a Speedo, and go to a dog park.
Oh, my God.
And so he's roaming around. He made a lot of friends.
I bet.
Dogs loved him. Yeah, they ran up on him. People were a little bit creeped out. This was his first year playing fantasy football, by the way.
Probably his last.
Yeah, not the best experience.
How long did he stay at that dog park?
I think just a few minutes. A few minutes. So who do you think he picked? He had the first overall pick in his draft, too. Who do you think he picked?
Cleveland.
He picked Le'Veon Bell with his first overall pick, and he never took the field.
Yeah.
And then he auto-drafted the rest, and the season didn't work out for him, and so that's the way that
went. Peanut butter.
In other news in Jeffrey time, if you've been to the Grand Canyon over the last couple of decades, anybody been there?
I have.
All right, go to the doctor.
What?
For about two decades now, nobody had any idea about this, but you were being exposed to radiation. If you were at the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Yeah, they had three paint buckets full of uranium sitting in a Grand Canyon Museum collection for a couple decades that no one ever knew or warned anybody about. So just go get checked out. If you were in the Museum Collections building between the year 2000 and June 18th, 2018, you were exposed to uranium.
It's very
possible. So you want to go get that checked out.
Let me tell you. People who haven't been to the Grand Canyon, it's very windy there. It's just very, very windy. If you're looking over the edge and stuff, something could blow off of your head or your shoulders or out of your hands. It's very windy.
Got to be careful out there.
Mm-hmm. You could fall in.
Go get checked out, Chris. I don't want to see you be radiated.
You don't want to see me melting?
Radiized. What's that word?
Radiated?
Radiated. I don't want to see
you. You become a superhero, though, Chris.
Ooh. True. Yeah. Ooh. Superpowers.
Chris comes in glowing tomorrow.
Yep. Put Dallas on the map, baby.
That'd be badass. What kind of superhero would you be? Would you be like Hancock, just out there doing some heavy drinking and once in a while saving somebody?
Well, wouldn't that be the life? I would think the Flash, but I would Hancock. That's
the
pretty
story
cool.
Time hero.
Oh, man.
I stop all crimes
great.
With stories.
Yes.
Criminals can't help but to hear my stories.
Yeah, gather around, story gather for that.
All right. That's it for Jeffrey time.